Well, South Africa's manufacturing output rose 2.5% year-on-year in January after expanding by a revised 1.8% in December. Factory production on a month-on-month basis, however, was down 1.6% and rose 1.8% in the 3 months to January compared with the previous 3 months. With manufacturing investments on the rise and minor signs of a rebound in the sector, how are manufacturers digesting this data? Alex Thiel, who's CEO of SAPI South Africa, joins us to discuss the data point from a manufacturer's perspective. Alex, thanks so much for your time this evening. So as I've highlighted there, we've had manufacturing data out today showing that despite the pullback that we've seen in productivity on a month-on-month basis, we are starting to see this improving trend on a year-on-year basis. So amidst this growing optimism about the prospects of South Africa and its economy, how far have things shifted for you sentiment-wise?
Hi, Alicia. I do think there's a positive sentiment and much more positive outlook in the country in terms of investment. And certainly from a SAPI perspective, we've made some quite significant investment decisions. We've decided to invest about 5.5 billion rands in the next 2 years at our Saico mill at Mkumas. Mm-hmm. And from many of the industry peers, we see a similar view. So we do think things are on the rise, and certainly from a South African perspective, the opportunity to export, especially to the east, is fantastic. You know, we've got the natural resources, logistics, trade routes to the east. It's actually relatively cheap to export in that direction.
So, yeah. So very let's drill into some of the detail, because you talk about the kind of capital spend you're looking to push into play. What are your areas of priority at the moment?
Well, it's really production capacity, focusing on dissolving pulp. And I don't know if you know the economics, but essentially dissolving pulp goes into textiles. So very likely that certainly the jacket I'm wearing, the inner liner of that would be a viscose rayon, which is made from the textiles. And really our focus is, I think, two areas. Packaging is on the rise. Mm-hmm. It rises roughly with GDP, like many other things. And then, as I say, textiles, as the world urbanizes, becomes a bit more wealthy, there's a great demand for textiles. And a lot of that moves from an oil-based economy to more cotton and a dissolving pulp, so a renewable resource. Yeah. So that's really our focus.
Where that investment goes into plant and equipment, how much of that investment going towards human capital specifically, where you've got South Africa battling a very high unemployment stats right now?
Certainly a large amount of it goes into plant. Obviously a lot of this is very capital intensive, expensive equipment that needs to be imported. Obviously there's a large local component, but if you want to produce a quality product, you have to invest in the human capital. So I would say that in the region of 7 to 10% of it actually goes into training, setting up additional training centers, making sure that we have skilled people that can actually allow us to produce the quality that the world requires.
Ask about the investment you're making, because dealing with this slow growth pattern starting to turn is one thing, as the new leadership starts talking about this new dawn. Mm-hmm. But what that brings with it is also a conversation on the expropriation of land without compensation as well. And that's something that potentially affects a player like SAPI as well. So what kind of risk are you having to simultaneously price in here?
I think one for manufacturers and investors, one of the key issues is policy certainty. And I'll take an example of the 5 billion rand investment that we've just agreed on. The day after the resolution was passed, the motion was passed in Parliament, mm-hmm. we had our board emailing us and saying, and these are often non-South African people, saying, well, should we relook this investment? Does it make sense to do it in South Africa, or should we rather go and do it in Europe or the United States? So that is a concern. However, I think we need to take the positive approach here. For us to address the issues in this country, we need growth. We actually need to grow the economy. And from a SAPI perspective, we are the market. We can, even if land is distributed, that land needs to be productive. And we will be able to supply a market to those farmers if that land gets distributed and actually create sustainable living from them.
Is that the argument you put on the table when trying to sway that skittish investor sentiment?
Correct, yes. We don't, as SAPI, and I think many manufacturers, we don't necessarily need to own the land to be productive and to add value to the country. What we do need is, as I say, growing the investment, making sure that there's a stable enough environment and mm-hmm. platform so that people are comfortable to invest. I think there are a couple of other things that we need to address. Infrastructure is not the greatest in the country, and you've probably seen some of the stats. The Port of Durban is 80, cost in the Port of Durban is 80-90% yeah. higher than the average in the world. For me, that's not the big problem. The problem is we need to get the infrastructure to operate. Even if it's a little bit more expensive, we can't afford delays and goods not getting to customers, for example. That's for me the one thing. So how do we get the infrastructure so that, and as a big company, it's relatively easy to assign a person to go and deal with those things. Mm. If you're a smaller enterprise, it's really complicated. You just don't have the resource.
Absolutely. How much engagement have you had with government, particularly on the land redistribution conversation and the role that private sector can play, where your argument is that you don't need to own the land?
I've personally met with Minister Nkwinti while he was still at land reform. And I think a very productive conversation where he and the government had a clear model in terms of you need to educate the new landowners. Firstly, it would be a hand-holding exercise, maybe leasing the land back and running and operating the operations for them. But then as they mature, handing over more control and then making them or turning them into small enterprises where a big company like SAPI only acts as a customer. And we just create a market. And people run. And for me, there's a snowball effect to that. You start. You have a landowner that now is producing something. He now needs to get this transported. He needs maintenance, mechanics to maintain his equipment. All those kind of things. So there's an opportunity here to actually grow it, rather than taking a view. Well, this is just going to destroy a South African economy.
Absolutely. Well, let's leave it there. Thanks so much, Alex, for having joined us in studio this evening. Of course, Alex Tale is CEO of SAPI South Africa.